Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. This is your home for shared stories of hope, perseverance, will, and inspiration. Join us today as we share another story that brings to life the underlying beat of our lives. Consider us your virtual friends. Let's get inspired.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. I am your host, Regina Pontus. The man with many hats and blessings is the best way I would define today's guest. Talk about being at the right place at the right time throughout your life's journey. This man has answered God's call to service, which has taken on various forms, including community pastor to podcast pastor extraordinaire. It's now my pleasure to share with you my recent conversation with Cary Green. Enjoy, everyone. Cary, welcome. Thank you so much for participating. Yeah. You were an inspiration for me when I started this podcast. You, Pat Flynn, Zachary Babcock, and this is a wonderful new medium, and I loved your story. So I'd love to take the opportunity to listen to your story and have you share it with others.
Well, that is super, super flattering. Pat and Zachary are great company to be in, for sure. Good. And so I'm glad my story has been of help to you.
So let's start at the beginning, as the old song goes. Can you tell me about your family history and what motivated you to become a pastor?
Yeah, well, my family is a family of five kids, two parents. My parents are very much blue collar, still alive today. My dad is 94, my mom is 90, and they are of that greatest generation that really knew how to work hard, but didn't really know how to talk about much that was going on inside them. And so we were kind of raised in that sort of a home where relationships were good as long as everybody was treating each other well, but otherwise, you know, you just didn't talk about much. It was a hardworking blue collar home. And I became a believer in Jesus Christ when I was 5 years old. And so I was raised in church. My mother took me to church, and I found that once I got into college, I began feeling drawn toward studying the scriptures and studying and the various things having to do with faith. And so I transferred from a state school in Texas to a college in Colorado that was a Christian school, Colorado Christian University was the name of it. And I studied youth ministry and biblical studies and eventually got into pastoral ministry from there. First of all, in a youth level, and then into a teaching role at various churches around the country.
What did you focus on in terms of teaching?
Well, the teaching was mainly just from the scriptures. We would start with verse one, chapter one of various books in the Bible and just teach our way through. It's a style of teaching called exegetical teaching or expository teaching, and I just love it. To me, you get so much more out of the context when you follow along the train of thought of the author. And so the best thing that ever happened to me, besides placing my faith in Christ, was meeting my wife, which was in my third year of college. And we married between my third and fourth year of college. And I spent that last year trying to wrap up school, working part-time, and being married. And she has been my greatest friend and support and encouragement, and actually even a counselor to me. She's one of the most savvy and wise people I've ever met. So I have to give her a shout out.
Yeah, it's good to have a person like that beside you.
Yeah, what are you, definitely.
I mean, you sound like the ultimate juggler. How are you able to do all this? I mean, there is a term that I know that you've used, and I think if you haven't trademarked it already, you really should. It's called a multipreneur. Can you explain that?
Yeah, a multipreneur. It's basically a play on the phrase entrepreneur, but that I do multiple things. And, you know, Regina, at first I thought that was a badge of honor. Now I think it's a badge of being a little crazy. There's just kind of a disease of not... Yeah, a disease of not being able to say no to things, you know, and a part of it is not the things that people ask me to do that I can't say no to. It's the things I ask myself to do that I can't say no to.
When you came up with that word, was it when you were searching? I'm sorry, I interrupted you when you were talking about your journey. At some point, how many years after you were doing all this, did you decide that you were being called in a different direction? Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Is that when the multipreneur kind of started? We're looking for all different things to do.
Yeah, exactly. I was a pastor for 20 years, serving various small congregations throughout the United States.
What is the capacity of those?
I think the largest of those was pushing 300. The smallest was probably 80 or 90.
Nice size.
And yeah, nice size. And it just felt like after that 20 years, that calling was kind of being pulled away from me, that it was just no longer there. And so I started working on developing some sources of income online, doing various things, and none of them very successful at that point. I stepped out of ministry to allow them to find another pastor to serve the church that I was at that time, and began exploring, you know, what am I going to do when I grow up, sort of a thing.
I'm 40. Now what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was well past 40 when that happened. And just,
I didn't want to insult you.
No, that's fine. And I decided to study and test to become a mortgage loan officer, which I actually wound up doing. But in the process of doing that, discovered that the process for becoming a loan officer and the test in particular that you have to take is just a very convoluted sort of a process. And I felt that I could bring my teaching gifts to the table on that and created a course to teach people how to study for the test. And that online course actually did quite well and is kind of in version 2.0 now, as I had to revamp some things due to some legal issues. And that kind of got me started on the path of seeing what could happen online.
Fast forward, what led you to podcasting?
Well, no, not really. I had already been podcasting a little bit when I was still a pastor doing a show called
Christian. When did you hear about it? I mean,
oh gosh, how did I hear about podcasting? Well, yeah. you mentioned Pat Flynn. He's one of the ones that I heard of first and began listening to, and got just some great inspiration from Pat and some others about online marketing and podcasting and all those kinds of things. And I had a background in radio when I was in college. So it was kind of natural for me to step in and figure out the digital editing side of things. And it was a lot of fun. Honestly, I was doing a show called Christian Home and Family, which hasn't published an episode for a long time, but I really want to get back to eventually. And I published over 100 episodes of that and began realizing that there was an opportunity to help others do the same thing as you know, the editing, the writing, all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started Podcast Fast Track, which is our full service.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's our full service podcast editing and show notes production company. And so that's two of the hats I wore, you know,
and
a course creator.
What year was that?
Podcast Fast Track came into existence probably in 2015.
Okay, so let me back up 1 second. Podcasting has been around for about 10 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you get it right in the sweet spot, right when it really started hitting, is when you were able to start creating that program and help others, assist them with their podcasting creations.
Yeah. I think when I first started that company, there were probably about 5 or 6 of that sort of a service that existed. Mm. And now there's probably 30 to 60 to 80. I don't know. I've lost track.
Yeah. Ground floor, though. You can't beat being one of the first.
Yeah. It was definitely a blessing to be there at the right time.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing that, and let's talk about, if you don't mind, I personally think you're like a mega church level right now, because you've got people, you've got what's called the morning mindset, the daily downloads, reflections, and there's about 22,000 downloads? Are you saying there might be more right now?
Yeah,
that's inspiring.
Yeah, the Morning Mindset is a daily devotional that
I
produce.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's kind of just, I'm a retired pastor, but I can't seem to retire. I just love to teach the scriptures. And so I figured if I need a boost every morning to get my mind in the right place, I could probably record something that would help others do the same thing. And I started it back in January of 2018. Let me do the math here. No, 2017, January of 2017. And it started out with 0 subscribers. Within a few months was 100, 200, 400. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. And at the beginning of every year, we seem to get a big boost because people who are looking for a New Year's resolution or a new approach to their spiritual life. Yeah. So this year it really bumped again, and we're pushing 29,000 downloads a day right now.
Are you doing that full time now, or is that?
Well, I would love to be doing it full time, but it's a thing where I record 7 episodes 1 week and schedule them out for the next week. So I'm just a week ahead, and they're only 5-minute episodes. So that helps.
Right.
And it really is a great thing. We're actually planning our first meetup this coming month in Dallas, Fort Worth is where we are. And we have a pretty good sized listener base there. And so we're just going to have a meetup at a barbecue place and get to meet a lot of people and build some relationships. It'd be a lot of fun.
I'm going to dovetail on that. I was doing a little sleuthing, and I read that you were actually selling your house because you were downsizing. You've got empty nester syndrome, and you bought an RV and called it Roland. So is Roland helping you roll on to doing all these different local area community meetings and being able to have the people who listen to the Morning Mindset be able to have functional meetings?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We decided that since we're traveling anyway, we might as well look at the stats on the podcast and see where our big areas where people download it. And Dallas was one of those. So we're trying our first one this month.
I love that. And it's a family event, right? I mean, your son's involved in it as well?
Well, my son is helping me with the back end of stuff. And in time, I think he will step in and do some teaching as well. He's a very gifted teacher. And he's 28, by the way. He's not a high school kid.
No, he has a child, right?
One or two. Oh, he's got our 3 grand boys.
Yeah. 3 now. Wow.
Yeah.
So exciting. So tell me, when you're doing this traveling around and rolling, tell me, what is the most exciting place you've been to, and how far east have you come? Have you gone from sea to shining sea, as they say?
Well, we actually have, yeah. I mean, the first year, we started in December of 2018. So we've been at it just a year at the time of this recording. And we have hit, let's see, I counted at one point, something like 28 of the lower 48 state, or of the continental 48 states. We've hit 28 of them in 1 year. Mm. And we did make it to Portland and Seattle. So that's one coast. Wow. And we made it all the way over to New York City and New Jersey for the other coast. So, and then down to Florida. We've been all over.
What kind of adjustment was that? Downsizing so much that usually you see those tiny home shows, but they end up being like 200 square feet or 300 square feet. You were probably in what, 150?
Yeah, 150 to 200. Yeah, it's somewhere in there. And so we did have to have an estate sale and sell 90% of what we own.
And the cool thing is, because you're doing the podcasting thing, you have like a little home office. I don't even know what to call it. It's just so small.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're able just to do it on the fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over in the Alps and just, you know, plug in the microphone and do your daily reflection.
That's it. Yeah. And the RV that we chose, we chose specifically because it had a bunk room where there were 2 bunk beds, and I ripped all those out and put foam on the walls and made it into a tiny little office. And when I say tiny, Regina, I'm talking to you right now. I can touch both walls with my elbows. That's so funny. It's tiny.
Talk about a moving office. So what are you doing next, and what do you envision yourself seeing yourself in the second part of your life doing?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The podcasting service business is really growing right now. We've brought on 4 to 5 clients here at the beginning of the year, and I have 4 or 5 more conversations going on with prospective clients, and it just seems to be gaining momentum right now. I would eventually, though, love to sell that business and just be teaching full-time through the Morning Mindset. We do have a small support base that's begun, people supporting us on a monthly basis with a little Patreon gift. That's really becoming more significant. And in time, I'm hopeful it could be enough that it could support us, because I would love to not only do the events, I would love to, you know, do larger scale events, like for a weekend and have couples right. retreats and things like that.
Well, it looks like you were involved in Christian family stuff, right? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
But I mean, that's fine.
You were also a while ago involved in family marriage and coaching. And you were doing a fast track podcast. So you're trying to incorporate all that stuff back into it, right?
Exactly. Trying to put it all together. Sometimes the path that we walk doesn't make sense to us when we're walking it. But in retrospect, you can look back at it and see, I see all these pieces that are fitting together now. And that's kind of where I feel like I'm at.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. At the end of the day, do you think it was more of a locution that you had where you were just in silence, hearing an inner voice that said to you, I want you to head this way and perform this task for me? Or was it just like an internal feeling?
You know, I would never say that I've heard an actual voice, though I feel like I've been very close. And those are some kind of odd stories that I could tell you about that. But my wife.
I'd love to hear one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one here in a moment. My wife and I both just felt at the same time. You know, some of the time it's that we both are feeling the same thing, that we should sell the house, get the RV, and move on in that way. So it's something I feel like grows out of your relationship with God as you grow in it. You know, you learn to hear his voice and you learn how he guides you, which may not be the way he guides someone else.
Yeah.
And it's just a personal thing.
Let's coalesce your product offerings and your service offerings so people can really get an idea of where to go. If you have websites that you want to direct people to regarding a specific service, I'd love to hear the right ones.
I appreciate that. Well, the podcast business is called Podcast Fast Track, and it's .com. You can find it, and the front page just tells you everything you need to know about what we do and who we are. The Morning Mindset is launched from my personal website. That's carreygreen.com. C-A-R-E-Y is my first name. And then green, just like the color, with a .com on the end. And you'll find how to subscribe to The Morning Mindset, how you can become a partner if you want to do that. Also, we're putting information there about meetups that we're having when we have them. Good. So you can find all of that there. And then the mortgage course that I referred to. Oh, by the way, back at the Carrie Green website, I also do have a handful of books that I've published, both fiction and nonfiction, and a number of things.
Tell me about those.
Yeah, well, the fiction books are some attempts at writing a Christian-oriented fantasy-type book that are based on stories. Potter? Well, not really Harry Potter. It's more like the Dragon Slayer kind of a thing. Yeah, and it's based on stories that I told my kids, my older kids, when they were little. And they nudged me and urged me to write those books for a long time. And I finally stepped in and did it. Although the versions I wound up writing are a lot more mature than what I told them when they were kids. They have real life sort of characters and real life struggles. And I wrote them as an attempt to help people relate to the characters in a way that they can actually be helped by the fiction that they're reading. And it's not pat answers, and it's not easy believism sort of stuff, but it definitely is helping people learn how to apply faith in the real struggles of life. So they're called the Dragon Slayer Chronicles. There's two of them right now. I'm working on the third one ever so slowly right now, and there will only be three in the series is my plan. So, and I also have, you know, another fiction work. I have a children's picture book that's there on the site that I did years ago, actually drew the pictures myself using MS Paint and a mouse. Wow. So you can definitely tell when you see the pictures that that's how it was created.
I like simplicity sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And so then the last thing I would reference is the mortgage class. If anyone's interested in becoming a mortgage loan originator, that class is at passthesafeexam.com.
Where are you finding yourself out of right now? I know, weren't you originally in Colorado area? But yeah, with Roland, lived in you're Colorado. All over the place, so you just went back there?
Yeah, we lived in Colorado. Yeah, we really did. We lived in Colorado for a number of years. And then once we sold the house, we have just been traveling around. Right now, we are in the Dallas area, about to have that meetup that's coming up in 2 weeks. And then from there, we're going south a little bit. We'll go to Austin for a bit, then Galveston, and then after that, back to Colorado to visit three of our adult kids who live there. And it's really fun to be able to go to your kids instead of expecting them to come to you, you know.
My head is spinning with you talking. It's like you're all over the place. You're the seriously, you're the ultimate juggler.
Well,
and I really do hope that you kind of slow down and smell the roses at this.
Yeah, well,
get
you
out
know,
of the van.
It's not as busy as it sounds. My wife is really good at planning the itinerary, and we're usually at least a month to 3 weeks somewhere in there in one location. So it's not like we're driving every day. And she does a good job of picking spots for us to stay that are fun and enjoyable and lots to do. And
yeah, you can also, you know, obviously go to Florida when it's cold in the winter and go up to Maine in the beautiful summer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so what is the most exciting place you've ever been?
Yeah, the place I enjoyed the most was Devil's Tower, Wyoming.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's up in the northeast corner of Wyoming, and it's this incredible rock formation that comes up out of the ground. It's about 800 feet high. I mean, it's just indescribable in a way. If you've ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that old science fiction movie, it's a real place. It's that big stone mountain where the spaceship came down. And it is just a fascinating place and beautiful. And we got there in one of the rare years where they had plenty of rain. So everything was so green. And it was just gorgeous. It is my favorite place.
Well, I'll tell you, you're just fascinating to listen to. I could listen to you like all day long. And I love you, Toronto.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're really an old-fashioned FM radio guy or AM radio guy. Like overnight voices. And
that's
I love them, like I said to you before, I love the morning mindset, daily prayers and reflections. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Sure.
You've given us a lot of good insights into what you were doing and how you feel you were called in one thing and life's journey changes. And you just followed what you thought was the best thing, and you're still being rewarded for it. And thousands of people are experiencing some wonderful things because of your decision to change your career. So I want to thank you for doing that. And I'm so glad that I was able to interview you.
Well, I appreciate that, Regina. It's been great interacting with you on LinkedIn and those kinds of things.
I know.
Things.
Isn't that amazing? It's so much fun.
Yeah. We'll keep it up, I'm sure.
And I'm going to be obsessed with all your posts on LinkedIn every day.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You bet, Regina.
All right, Carrie. Take care of yourself. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Many thanks again to Carrie Green. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with the man behind the morning mindset reflections. Please join me again next week as we prepare for the Lenten season. I'll be speaking with author of Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ by Gary Zimak. Boy, do I need that, and I look forward to reading that book. You'll be able to get it just in time for Lent, which starts on February 26th this year. That's a week from this coming Wednesday. So until then, my virtual Will Within family, be blessed.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com. And use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.